Well, there's a whole raft of events coming up, as usual, at the Cambridge University Botanic Garden throughout the summer. It all gets underway this Saturday. Yes, just a couple of days' time, with the Festival of Plants taking place. I've got Anna Patterson-Lee from the Cambridge University Botanic Garden. She's on the line with me now. Anna, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How's things down there? It's always lovely this time of year around your place, isn't it?
It is. I have to say, it's looking beautiful at the moment. The recent rain and the sunshine has just made everything expand massively. We've got lots of lovely flowers and everything's booming. It's gorgeous.
Oh, excellent. This is what we like to hear. Not so good for people like me who suffer from hay fever, but moving on. So, Festival of Plants in just a couple of days' time, Saturday. What's happening there?
That's right. Yes, this Saturday, the 11th of June, from 10 to 5, we've got the Festival of Plants on here at the garden. And it's fantastic that we can have it again. We haven't run it here in the garden since 2019. So we're thrilled that it's back. And it's a day exploring and celebrating the amazing world of plants. So people have the chance to find out about some of the amazing plant science research that's going on in the university and supported here at the garden. So you can look, go visit pop-up science tents. You can go to talks about some of the cutting edge research that's going on at the garden. But you can also take tours around the garden, explore some of the areas that perhaps you haven't been to before. There'll be an Ask the Gardener panel, so you can bring your horticultural questions and some of our horticultural experts will be able to answer, I'd like to say, any problems, hopefully any problems that you have. But there's also craft activities for the kids. It's going to be live music, pop-up food trucks, all sorts of wonderful things going on.
My goodness, that is going to be a busy old day. And it's lovely, isn't it? Because as you say, in Cambridge, we've got the sort of the mix of the old sort of Victorian gardens. You've got all the new build stuff. Having experts on hand, people like you guys around, because you can just about tell them how to grow anything from your experiences. So it's amazing. Okay, so that's all on Saturday, but then it all kicks off again, doesn't it?
It does. We've got a really busy summer this year. So after that, we've got our BioBlitz, which is with the Museum of Zoology, and that's taking place on the 24th and 25th of June. And that's, again, an annual event where we look at all the wildlife that's in the garden and we do a survey, like a census, and get everybody in to find as many species as possible, and people can explore all sorts of things that are happening, so mini beast hunts, pond dipping, nature walks, all that kind of thing. And for that, you can look at our website or the Museum of Zoology's website and have a good idea of the events that are happening and book on them.
And again, that's a great thing, especially if you've got children, because it can be a fun event, but it has actually got a scientific purpose.
Absolutely. And that's what we try to do. We try to make things really fun and interesting, but everything that we do is underpinned by the science.
Love it, love it, love it. But not everything, if we're honest, though. Come on, not everything you do, because you've got Sounds Green coming back as well, haven't you? And that's just an excuse. So tell us about that. It's lovely to see the return of that.
Well, yes, you are absolutely right. There is nothing remotely scientific about science and Sounds Green. It is just a lovely evening event in the garden. So again, we're delighted this is coming back after a couple of years off. Every Wednesday in July, the garden will be open late for all sorts of different music. And we've got everything from brass to saxophone to jazz, all sorts of really fun things. And there, if you've been before, you'll know that it's a really fun atmosphere. People picnic, people get up and dance, the children are running around playing. There's food, ice cream, food trucks. Just, it's a really lovely evening in the garden.
It certainly is. Now, let's just, on these first three things we've talked about here, what's entry like? Is it, do people need to book? I would guess for Sounds Green, they might need to, wouldn't they?
So for Festival of Plants this weekend, there is no need to book. You can just turn up on the door. For Sounds Green, there is no need to book for Friends of the Garden and people who don't normally pay entry, so students of the university and carers for disabled visitors. If you are a paying visitor, then we do advise actually that you book in advance, and tickets are available on our website now, so you can just go there and book them for whichever of the evenings takes your fancy. And for BioBlitz as well, actually, you do need to book if you want to come to specific talks or activities. And tickets for that are £5, and that includes garden entry. And again, if you go to our website or the Museum of Zoology's website, you can pick what event you want to go and book on for that.
Okay, and that's botanic.cam.ac.uk, he said, all because I've got it written down in front of me.
Absolutely right, yep.
And looking forward, you've also got some other stuff coming up. You've got the International Garden Photographer of the Year, which I remember seeing the pictures from that last year. That is, they were staggering photos, weren't they? I mean, your place looks lovely at the best of time, but a decent photographer, well, say a decent photographer with a decent camera, someone with an eye and a decent phone can do it nowadays, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. So, yes, the International Garden Photography Year exhibition is an exhibition that we host every year in the garden. We had it here this Easter, but we now have our own photography competition where we invite people to take photos here in the Botanic Garden and to submit them. And the winning photographs are actually included in the exhibition in the garden. So this last year we had people who'd taken their photographs and they went next to these amazing international photographs on the exhibition that was next to the grass maze in the garden. So this next year's competition is now open. So we'd love people to come to the garden and take their pictures. And there is a theme this year. It's the colours of Cambridge University Botanic Garden. So it's pretty broad.
Yes.
There are many options. And we would love for people to come along. Like you said, people with a phone on their, with a camera on their phone can take just as good a pictures in a lot of ways. So we would love to come and see the people come and have a go and submit their photographs. And again, if you look on our website, you can see how you can do that.
As I'm just looking at those notes right now, Anna, and it's 31st of October is the closing date. Is that right?
That's right, yes. That's so you've got the chance to really capture summer or autumn.
That looks that's great because that's when don't blow it though because people might go well, I'm going to wait till autumn. That's when all the colours will be there, but you might not get quite the same autumn as you have in mind. Might be now. Now might be the time to go when it's rain and sun. Yeah, you see.
You can't predict what it's going to be like.
You really can't. It's good colours everywhere all the time. And finally, tell us about your houseplant sustainability challenge.
Yes, so this is something that's a bit new. It's a temporary exhibition that we have here in the Botanic Garden that's opening in the next couple of weeks. And we're working on it with the Botanic Garden Conservation International organisation. And it's an exhibit about sustainable practices within horticulture, but looking at houseplants. Houseplants have become incredibly popular over the last couple of years. You know, during lockdown, they really grew and there's so much interest and they become really fashionable. And that's fantastic. But we're getting people to look at perhaps where their plants have come from, what's the most sustainable way to grow them and to keep them. And so there's going to be a display here in the garden looking at that, inviting people to think about what they've got in their house, perhaps what would they like to have in the house, what's the best way to look after it. And yeah, looking behind the scene of your lovely plants that you've got on your windowsill.
My goodness me. It's always fascinating to talk to you. And I mean, I'm not exactly Mr. Green Fingers, let's be clear. But I always get inspired when I talk to the people from the CUBG because your love and your knowledge of plants is just so great. And it's just, as we always say, it's just such a wonderful location. Just to have an excuse to go there is always good. Not that you ever need an excuse. It's a great summer of events. Botanic.cam.ac.uk. Anna, thanks so much. You have a busy old summer, all of you down there. I hope you've all got your holidays booked.
Yes, we have. So hopefully we'll get some time off in between all the excitement.
Brilliant. Well, enjoy all the events and thanks so much indeed for coming on and telling us about them.
Oh, thank you for having me.